Updates on Community Health Survey Results. By David Moss, Jamie Elsie, and Willem Sliegers. Summary. Here's a list of bullet points. Satisfaction with the EA community. Reported satisfaction from 1, very dissatisfied, to 10, very satisfied, in December 2023. January 2024 was lower than when we last measured it shortly after the FTX crisis at the end of 2022, 6.77 versus 6.99, respectively. However, December 2023's January 2024 satisfaction ratings were higher than what people recalled their satisfaction being shortly after the FTX collapse, and their recalled level of satisfaction was lower than what we measured their satisfaction as being at the end of 2022. We think it's plausible that satisfaction reached a nadir at some point later than December 2022, but may have improved since that point, while still being lower than pre-FTX. Reasons for dissatisfaction with EA. A number of factors were cited a similar number of times by respondents as very important reasons for dissatisfaction among those who provided a reason. Cause prioritization, 22%, leadership, 20%, justice, equity, inclusion and diversity, JEID, 19%, scandals, 18%, an excessive focus on AI, X-risk, long-termism, 16%. Including mentions of important, 12%, and slightly important, 7%, factors, JEID was the most commonly mentioned factor overall. Changes in engagement over the last year. 39% of respondents reported getting at least slightly less engaged, while 31% reported no change in engagement, and 29% reported increasing engagement. Concrete changes in behavior. 31% of respondents reported that they had stopped referring to EA while still promoting EA projects or ideas, and 15% that they had temporarily stopped promoting EA. Smaller percentages reported other changes such as ceasing to engage with online EA spaces, 6.8%, permanently stopping promoting EA ideas or projects, 6.3%, stopping attending EA events, 5.5%, stopping working on any EA projects, 4.3%, and stopping donating, 2.5%. Desire for more community change as a result of the FTX collapse. 46% of respondents at least somewhat agreed that they would like to see the EA community change more than it already has, as a result of the FTX collapse, while 26% somewhat or strongly disagreed. Trust in EA organizations. Reported trust in key EA organizations, Center for Effective Altruism, Open Philanthropy, and 80,000 Hours, were slightly lower than in our December 2022 post-FTX survey, though the change for 80,000 Hours did not reliably exclude no difference. Perceived leadership vacuum. 41% of respondents at least somewhat agreed that EA currently has a vacuum of leadership, while 22% somewhat or strongly disagreed. That's the end of the list. As part of the EA survey, Rethink Priorities has been tracking community health-related metrics, such as satisfaction with the EA community. Since the FTX crisis in 2022, there has been considerable discussion regarding how that crisis, and other events, have impacted the EA community. In the recent aftermath of the FTX crisis, Rethink Priorities fielded a supplemental survey to assess whether and to what extent those events had affected community satisfaction and health. Analyses of the supplemental survey showed relative reductions in satisfaction following FTX, while absolute satisfaction was still generally positive. In this post, we report findings from a subsequent EA community survey, with data collected between December 11, 2023 and January 3, 2024. Heading: Community Satisfaction Over Time. There are multiple ways to assess community satisfaction over time, so as to establish possible changes following the FTX crisis and other subsequent negative events. We have 2022 data pre-FTX and shortly after FTX, as well as the recently acquired data from 2023 to 2024, which also includes respondents' recalled satisfaction following FTX. Satisfaction ratings were provided on a 1 to 10 scale, with 1 being very dissatisfied and 10 being very satisfied. Comparing satisfaction levels of all respondents who completed the survey in 2022, Post-FTX, to all those who completed this follow-up survey at the end of 2023, we see a decrease in satisfaction, -22, -41, 0.05, on the satisfaction scale, or D equals -13, -23, 0.02. Comparing reported satisfaction only for respondents who we could individually match across both surveys, we likewise observed a decrease, -0.41 points, -0.86, 0.01, D equals -0.26, -0.53, 0.01. However, as an additional measure, we also asked respondents to report, to the best of their ability, what they'd recall their satisfaction with the EA community to have been shortly after the FTX collapse at the end of 2022. Interestingly, compared to recalled levels of satisfaction post-FTX, there is a small increase in satisfaction ratings in the follow-up survey in late 2023, 0.27, 0.07, 0.49 points, D equals 0.17, 0.03, 0.31. In addition, we can observe that respondents recalled post-FTX satisfaction was lower than their actual observed satisfaction post-FTX. In the 2022 survey, recorded satisfaction was 7.4, 7.1 to 7.8, whereas recalled was 6.9, 6.5 to 7.3, D equals -0.37, -0.67, 0.11. One possible interpretation of these results is that respondents are simply mistaken about their level of satisfaction post-FTX, retrospectively imagining it to be lower than it was. If so, then even if individuals believe that their satisfaction has increased since immediately after FTX, we might conclude their satisfaction has actually worsened. However, another possibility is that when respondents report their recalled satisfaction shortly after the FTX collapse, they may be thinking of a time after FTX when they had learned more details of the FTX scandal, when their satisfaction was near its lowest. Our reasoning is that immediately after the FTX collapse, people would likely not have been aware of the full implications of the scandal, but as more details came out, satisfaction may have further decreased. If so, when people recall their level of satisfaction post-FTX, it may be natural to recall their satisfaction after they learned more details about the scandal, when their satisfaction was lower, rather than a time shortly after the collapse when their satisfaction may have been higher. Indeed, our earlier post-FTX survey, below, showed a greater decline in satisfaction happening some weeks after the FTX collapse. If so, then we think a plausible explanation for our pattern of findings is that satisfaction has improved somewhat relative to its lowest point post-FTX, but that it remains below the immediate post-FTX period and considerably lower than the pre-FTX period. There are several images here in the text. Effect sizes for these different comparisons are presented in the appendix, and a sense of the magnitude of the effect from post-FTX relative to currently can be gotten from the figure below. There's an image here in the text. Heading: Reasons for dissatisfaction with the EA community. Regardless of their reported satisfaction levels, respondents were also given the opportunity to provide reasons for having low satisfaction with the EA community, separating these into very important, important, and slightly important factors. Of the 398 people taking the survey, 304, 76%, provided a qualitative response. Those who provided responses, as would be expected, had lower levels of satisfaction than those who did not, on average a -1.15-1.54.78 points on the 10-point scale. Responses were qualitatively coded with reference to a range of data-driven common factors of interest that arose across multiple responses. Responses could be coded as fitting multiple categories simultaneously. These factors, and their meanings, were: here's a list of bullet points. Cause prioritization. References to concerns about how causes are prioritized in the EA community, such as general concerns about cause prioritization and specific concerns such as an overemphasis on certain causes, for example, AI risk, and ideas, for example, long-termism. Leadership. References to issues pertaining to leadership in the EA community, such as concerns about specific individuals, the involvement of EA leadership in controversial situations, lack of accountability and transparency of EA leadership, centralization of power, and poor decision-making. Scandals. References to a specific scandal in EA, for example, FTX, sexual harassment, OpenAI board, or a topic indicative of a scandal, for example, fraud. Notably, some responses highlighted not only the occurrence of the scandal as a relevant factor but also the handling of it, citing issues related to transparency, accountability, communication, and lack of institutional changes. Justice, equity, inclusion, and diversity, JEID includes references to wanting to see more diversity, for example, gender, age, race, country, as well as more general complaints about racism, sexism or excessive focus on the US, UK or young people, and about community responses to these issues. This also included a small number of comments, 1.9% of responses, objecting to too much focus on such issues. Focus on AI risks, hex risks, long-termism. Mainly a subset of the cause prioritization category, consisting of specific references to an overemphasis on AI risk and existential risks as a cause area, as well as long-termist thinking in the EA community. Epistemics. References to epistemological issues in EA, including groupthink, overconfidence, unwarranted deference, and failure to consider alternative views or ideas. Funding. References to issues related to funding in EA, such as the centralization of funding, post-FTX funding challenges, its impact on cause areas, and funding procedures, for example, transparency and communication. Elitism. References to elitist issues in EA, such as focus on certain schools and educational backgrounds. That's the end of the list. The results show a number of factors are roughly equally often mentioned as causes of low satisfaction with EA. Concern about cause prioritization, 22%, was the most commonly mentioned as a very important factor, followed by concerns about leadership, 20%, JEID, 19%, scandals, 18%, and excessive focus on AI, X-risk, long-termism. Counting responses across all levels of importance, JEID was the most commonly cited category, mentioned in 38% of responses, but otherwise the ordering of categories was fairly similar. These results suggest that reasons for dissatisfaction with EA are not dominated by a single factor. Likewise, this means that the FTX crisis itself was not the dominant factor mentioned as a reason for dissatisfaction with EA, though it was the most commonly mentioned factor within the scandal category, being cited as very important by 13% of those who provided a qualitative response. Approximately a third as many, 4%, referenced OpenAI as very important, 3% scandals involving harassment, 1% non-linear, and less than 1% the Newcastle, Wytham Abbey, see footnote 4. It's worth noting that these results are probably influenced by recency bias to some extent, with more recent events likely being more salient to respondents. There are several images here in the text. Heading: Changes in EA engagement. We additionally asked respondents to indicate the extent to which, if at all, they had increased or decreased their engagement with EA relative to a year previously. The largest single option chosen was 4, which can be interpreted as no change, 31%, although on net respondents indicated a tendency towards lesser rather than greater engagement. 39% of respondents reported being at least slightly less engaged, whereas 29% of respondents reported being at least slightly more engaged, the percentage difference between decreasing versus increasing engagement was 10.19, 2.60 to 18.36, with 1.36, 1.06 to 1.70 times as many respondents decreasing than increasing. There's an image here in the text. Heading: Changes in EA-related behaviors. In addition to examining changes in satisfaction, we also examined reported changes in specific behaviors related to effective altruism. This follows requests and suggestions from community members who highlighted possible changes in behavior after FTX, for example, here. We asked respondents whether or not they had ceased to engage in any of several EA-related behaviors, such as stopping working on all EA-related projects or ceasing to donate to an EA-aligned organization. These results may be skewed in an optimistic direction due to selection effects. Those who dramatically reduced their engagement with the community would presumably be much less likely to answer the survey. However, they may provide useful insight into changes among those who remain engaged with the community. In line with Luke Freeman's observations about reduced willingness to promote EA in the wake of FTX, the most commonly reported change was 31% of respondents stating they had stopped referring to EA while still promoting EA ideas and projects. Another sizable percentage, 15%, reported temporarily stopping promotion of EA. However, only 6% reported having stopped promoting EA projects, ideas, or actions permanently. Smaller minorities of respondents also reported that they had stopped engaging with EA spaces, 7%, or attending EA events, 6%, permanently stopped promoting EA, 6%, entirely ceased working on all EA projects, 4%, and stopped donating to EA projects, 3%. Note that the term any of in the graph means they no longer give to the tender work on any projects. While we refer to these as smaller minorities given the smaller absolute percentages, this is not to say that such changes are small in terms of the impact such changes might have. There's an image here in the text. Heading: Perception of issues in the EA community. Besides respondent satisfaction and changes in their own behaviors or levels of engagement, we asked respondents for their attitudes towards certain aspects of the EA community and their perception of possible issues. Subheading: Leadership vacuum. Firstly, respondents were asked to rate the extent to which they agreed or disagreed with the statement, EA currently has a vacuum of leadership, from strongly disagree to strongly agree. The modal response was neither agree nor disagree, but a sizable percentage of people either somewhat agreed, 30%, or strongly agreed, 11%, relative to just 16% somewhat disagreeing and 6% strongly disagreeing. There's an image here in the text. Subheading: Desire for more community change following FTX. There's an image here in the text. When asked if they would like to see the EA community change more than it already has in the aftermath of the FTX collapse, the modal response was somewhat agree, 30%, with a further 16% of people choosing strongly agree. In contrast, 18% somewhat disagreed and only 8% strongly disagreed. Subheading: Trust in EA-related organizations. For three high-profile EA-related organizations, 80,000 Hours, Center for Effective Altruism, CEA, and Open Philanthropy, OP, respondents were asked to indicate their level of trust. For all three, the majority of respondents either tended to trust or trusted them a great deal. However, CEA had notably lower levels of trust than the other two organizations. Treating the trust items as ordinal and excluding don't know responses, we estimate that trust for CEA is 0.88, 0.69, 1.07, standard deviation units lower than for 80,000 Hours, and 0.81, 0.62, 1.00, standard deviation units lower than for Open Philanthropy. No reliable difference in trust between 80,000 Hours and Open Philanthropy was observed. 80,000 Hours was 0.07-0.11, 0.25, higher. There's an image here in the text. We were also able to assess estimates of trust in these organizations currently, relative to when these questions were first asked in the recent aftermath of the FTX collapse in 2022. There were not a sufficient number of respondents to match, so we have simply compared all the responses from 2022 with all those of this most recent supplemental survey. Results for both OP and CEA evinced a decline in trust, with 80,000 Hours tending in this direction, but not reliably excluding an absence of any change over time. There's an image here in the text. Heading: Appendix. Subheading: Effect sizes for satisfaction over time. There's an image here in the text. Figure A1. Estimated mean differences between time points and corresponding effect sizes, Cohen's D within subjects. Figure A1 shows estimates in terms of Cohen's D. In Figure A2, we supplement estimates of effect size based upon numeric ratings with an ordinal approach, in which we simply assess whether scores tended to increase or decrease at different time points. When scores do not change at all, or equal numbers of people increase as decrease, that is, there is no clear effect, probability of superiority, PSUP, will be 0.5. As increasing proportions of respondents have scores that decrease from the earlier to the later time point, PSUP will approach 1, and conversely approaches 0 as more scores indicate a decrease. A PSUP of 0.56, for example, indicates that about 56% of respondents are expected to have greater satisfaction scores currently, relative to their recalled post-FTX score. There's an image here in the text. Figure A2. Probability of superiority, PSUP, comparisons at different time points. Subheading. Email versus non-email referrers. We examine differences between respondents who were referred from the email sent to respondents from the previous EA survey versus those who were referred from another source, primarily the forum, plus a small number from the sharing link respondents were invited to use if sharing the survey with others. A priori, we would expect people who opted in to receive an email about follow-up surveys to be slightly more satisfied than the average EAS respondents. And we would expect that people referred from the forum post might be slightly disproportionately more concerned about harassment and JEID issues, since the forum post also mentioned the harassment survey we were simultaneously distributing for, CEA, and to be generally less satisfied. In line with these hypothesized differences, we do observe that respondents referred by the email were more satisfied on average than other respondents, both now and in terms of their recalled post-FTX satisfaction, though both groups show increases relative to their recalled satisfaction. There's an image here in the text. Respondents from other sources were also more likely to mention most factors for dissatisfaction across most categories, particularly related to JEID and FTX. There are several images here in the text. Subheading. Acknowledgements. There's an image here in the text. This post was written by David Moss, Jamie Elsie, and Willem Sliegers. We would like to thank Peter Wilderford and William McAuliffe for review of and suggestions to the final draft of this post. This article was narrated by Type 3 Audio for the Effective Altruism Forum. It was first published on March 20th, 2024. The original text contained 7 footnotes, which were omitted from the narration. To report an issue or give feedback on this narration, go to t3a.is.